Now we are in 98. Last time. 98, 6, finish, 7. 98. Yes. It's last time we started the diligence. Diligence, and then that one page finished in 98. We finished 7, I think. Sure. That's, and then now is 8. Number 8, yes. And, this, is a very important teaching, diligence teaching. And this is for everybody can practice well, make this life meaningful. And if from different aspects, they analyze how easily one life can spend. 1 year, 1 month, 1 day, from wondering this and that, do this, doing that, we easily passed the spending the time, killing the time, and sometimes it's meaningful, but meaningful for temporary benefits. Sometimes it just having fun and relax, sleeping, and sometimes eating, sometimes playing, sometimes one thinking about this and that, hatred, and greed, jealous, and many things. and sometimes in one story, stuck in one situation for many months or days, years. And it's like a struggle for emotional problems. And sometimes if you did something wrong, you sent to prison or in those area or environment, you don't have a control. Sometimes because of survival, you have to spend every day a few hours or 10 hours or to under working for necessary kind of food and shelter or place to stay. These, so it's lost the control of independence, freedom, and diligence. It's required for by work. People who is your boss or president, or who be people who control the economy and many things. Sometimes you cannot do much because it's a kind of situation. So it said that we, one by one, our generation goes past, kind of, we knew some people, but many people one by one disappears. Of course, there are newborns also coming. The generation, like waves coming and going, and sometimes you can talk, you can meet, you can kind of shake in hand and something, eating together or something. But in some days, it's a different way of a past, or passing way of life. And you no more seeing them and cannot talk to them directly. It's called the Lord of Death. And it's time, Lord of Time. I think one American boxer, he said, Ali, I think, Muhammad Ali, said, no one can beat me, but time beat me up. So, he become like also old time is like this. And then this giving a good, giving some examples. It's like blind people, if one sasan come to their nearby this blind person, but he didn't know anything, he's in the danger. Similarly, if one is lacking of any intelligent, like vegetable people, so if you put some, of course, some vegetable people are just physically, but mentally very clear, but some are mentally also not clear, that even one rope put on their neck to hang them, but they don't know anything. So generally said, with not knowing to thinking about life itself, all people like that, even you are physically very well or smart, but without thinking about impermanence and death, we are like blind person. He's kind of coming to danger, not knowing. And also, another way of saying is, say, if you don't deeply thinking about the consciousness, life, and the continuation of the journey, consequences of that everything we do, then we can do many evil things without much of concern. If you don't study law of causality and the future lives, long term can benefit, that kind of knowledge is not observed or not knowing, then you can do many crazy seeing things. And now is in the seventh, let's see. So because of the Aryadeva also said that there are so many cause of death, so many way of death, and then sudden happens, and so many supporting of death environment is supporting of life and death compete, then the many death is more there are more way of more causes of death is available in our environment. Sometimes it's said even one day sleep is difficult, not knowing breathing long or short or something, heart also breathing, and many problems can occur. And sometimes it's traffic, the accidents, and sometimes food poisoned, because we wanted to have a good life, to visit this place and that place, or take adventure to other places. And rock falls or something, these for food, like food poisons, also choking food here and eating food too, the nutrition is not right. Something you wanted to support this life, actually if you don't careful, then become the source of death. And this morning Katie gave me what's it called, the blueberry. I thought it's good blueberry, and she said, oh, there is a small, you already put here for already a few days, maybe four days. There is some, what's it called? Chinese mall. Maybe you can see there is a kind of, fa lu. Mall. And then this can cause you become blind or something. She said, she scared me or something. I don't know. So I said, it's okay. You can wash it or eat. Not that much. Not that big. Not crumbling. That still looks very good. And then we suppose practitioners have this attitude. Who knows how long I live. So, but only control I have is this time. Now, I don't dragging back the time already passed. And also we cannot jump in future days and time, but only now I can real days and normal life, we can use for good purpose. And also said, even you live in 100 years, but without attitude of diligence, then you cannot achieve much. And said, even we have a very short of life in this time, but with the courage and diligence, we can achieve something. And when people dies, then suddenly they found the external support is not that important. Until now, then even some people had stricken by illness, then they have a very different life view. Otherwise, the habituation cannot change easily, and the way of thinking also sometimes cannot change easily. Similarly, when we reflect on the impermanence many times, then we gradually think what is in real practical and what is real important, and the short benefit and long benefit, we differentiate that too. And also this life and the possible future lives, no one said there is there are many people saying maybe no future, but no one said definitely, I'm sure there is no future. Only you can think it that way, or you cannot. Normally, you say, even serious scientists, I don't think they will say, I will guarantee 100% there is no future. It's just say, I don't believe it, or you believe it. That's a matter of individual choices. But we think, the continuation of matter and mind is same. From the beginning of this kind of a Big Bang or theory, different theory, but the beginning of each event. And energy and the matter, this transform, or this, I think it's a really good understanding about matter. Similarly, consciousness from subtle to gross, and the gross again to subtle. This is a kind of as another cycle. And in tiny circle, even thought, in momentarily, it's happening like a circle. And then if there is a great kind of you can say mystery or great knowledge or accomplishment in that subtle and gross, if you, deeply kind of reflect on it, and then it's become said death and life happening in certain realms, but behind this there is a kind of passing those limitations, have this capacity to achieve, and then this moksha or nirvana or enlightenment, these experience or these achievements happens. And then generally it's the same mind strain, not completely cannot equal to the physical body itself. That is, some sense there is some same nature, but the relative sense, they have a different form, like matter and energy, and you can say another kind of a layer of mind. And you can say mind and matter are very different from this relatively subtle to very gross level. In the gross level, you can see more the separation, mind and matter. But you can, in the gross level, you also can see that similarity or working together. Mind and matter is not that different. Different because one cognitive functioning, one is kind of senseless, functionally cannot able to actualize things. It reflects themselves or environment like stone or wood, with some other things. But then, in like a human body, we have a mind and a physical body, matter, mind, combined kind of situation, animal or thing. And the sensor or can reflect whole body through the recall channel and the wind and drops, these functions with the mind itself. But matter and mind combined, very good example as we are. We can even sometimes not get a look, we can sense something happens or predict tomorrow something in a dream. Or even very tiny scratching or walking, we can sense with our ear or eyes, temperature change, rough and smooth, many things. So that shows something with the combination of consciousness, with the material things, and become kind of a vessel and container and a contained kind of a consciousness. So it's important what we are saying. This is important, say, mind stream continues. In grosso level, there is a combination associated with this physical body, but in very deep level, they can kind of go either separate, and also they have elements of sameness in consciousness. In teaching of Buddha Dharma, they often say the nature of mind, nature of a phenomenon, because of these independent arising, nature, lack of intrinsic existence, but it's a premier kind of a concept, and also in a deep, sometimes it's called luminosity and emptiness. Then the luminous aspect is the physical world, and the emptiness, luminous, the not only physical world, but also rough consciousness also come from these mirror reflections. And the emptiness is also shared in all condition, all phenomena, including mind and matter, shared same. Nature of emptiness. It's not empty, but emptiness, it says about the luminous and emptiness associate kind of together. If it just says there is nothing, it's absolutely wrong view according teaching. And if you say this is a forever something, there's no nothing forever, it's lacking of intrinsic nature or identity. Identity came from combination, compound existence temporarily. But they can exist as we can see or hear or look. So if you see this, then important is saying life will continue, actually. It doesn't matter if dumb kind of nature, sentient beings or highly enlightened like Buddha. There's kind of existence or in, you can say, subtle or gross or consciousness will continue. Wisdom aspect or the consciousness aspect. then this is why practice is meaningful, important for people who have this insight to continue. So in Tibetan, the proverb says it, everybody will die, but no one really dies. Because it's death is the other side is life. Life and the other side is death. So we have in a different cycle, not life and death, we call it that concept. Actually, it's a different cycle. We can even call this, now is life, but after we fall into sleep, and this death. And then in a dream, we can say another kind of life. A dream finishes in another life, death. Of course, it's you can see this kind of a small circle. And the next day you wake up, you have a morning, new consciousness. Like, and then one life in real death, in court view, it's like one childbirth with a mother and a womb and taking care of life and then passed away. It's another way. And different other bardo or the realms study in Buddhism called. After you pass away, you have a unconscious suddenly, and then some kind of luminous ground or the nature of mind, naked kind of a mind comes that is same as a Buddha's mind, but not recognized then very quickly. If you don't have a good samadhi meditative kind of experiences, then normally wouldn't kind of able to catch or remain. And then the Dharmakaya, or its mind liberated from the body, and then you can have a different experience of pure mind and the mind reflections, sometimes it's called. You can see many colors and sometimes hear great kind of loud voices. Mind go spontaneously, suddenly in here and there, very quick, just reflect. And reflect anything you were there. And then after you still cannot understand what is happening, then more another life kind of experience also come. You see something. There are many beings suddenly, but suddenly there is nothing. Sometimes very crowd or many. You can have the mind body. Like in a dream, we have some body to run in and talking, but we are just lying on the bed. Similarly, in mind dream, mind bones dream, like that. Then there is a world, you can say. And then sometimes we don't really particularly know we are happening in reborning, but with some elements of water or rain or experience of the past as a life, day life, what you encounter in the night, you have a sometimes occur in your dream, day life, daily kind of a story. Similarly, in this life, what we have this experience, then in the reborning kind of realms, we also sometimes it's a big rain or when you wanted to hide in somewhere, you try to find a shelter or place to stay. Actually, you are kind of again. Born in some animal or human body, you are finding some place to save. And also with this hatred or desire or anger or something, you have different conditions in mental conditions. You can have a related kind of reflections and an association with the form. Sometimes these, so the, yeah. taking care of mind, and it's very essential, very important to this. I think we should continue. It's like you are having a kind of education and training, and then to want to have a good job, work, and then next, this is, as we said, the night dream and the one life kind of circle, and then another circle is the big shift of the entire kind of our world, physical world, even one time war, there is an existence of the entire universe, and then to expand and grow, and then the collapse or the, again, destroy. It's also, in Dharma teaching said, this can be very long, but it's happening. In each four kind of sections of born, maintaining, growing, maintaining, and collapsing, these four universal kind of activities, there are minor 20 kind of big turbulence. It's great turbulence, it's a big circle, one with the four kind of elements of born, growing, maintaining, and the last, destroy. And each in the growing and the maintaining, mourning, these also huge kind of movement. According to teachings, each kind of level, 20 different, 20 disaster or big shift in each of four. And that is one. But according to teaching also said, this world of circling four, it's kind of one tiny kind of drops in the ocean, in entire more universe. It's not one universe, but countless kind of world system happening. And then, why we talking this is because we think life there is a hope for transforming mind and then doing good. And then if we have this in the mind, at least in that, if there is like turning off this light, then one life coming and then once goes, therefore then nothing, then it's also good. Nothing to worry much. But if there's another kind of life comes, then if you have a preparation and then studied knowledge, like you have a job interview, but you already have fully trained, prepared next time. Oh, I don't think one day I have to use this, but actually it's really happening. Then you can use for this kind of is this. And Dipaga.
Yes.
It's eight, I think. This I have not done, and this I'm only starting, and this I'm only half through. Then is the sudden coming of the Lord of Death, and all that. The thought, alas, how do you pronounce, alas?
Alas.
I'm finished.
Yeah, I'm finished. Yeah, it's said that we, in death, many happens, many curves. Sometimes it's a slow pace, but sometimes it's very quick. So, I myself also seen some young people, car accident, 11 kind of kids, students passed away, and some adult. One time I also even seen, I don't know, sure he's dead or not, I'm not sure. But very dangerous. One time I was in San Francisco library, and one person sitting in front of me, and I'm here and reading something. And he seems okay, nothing in the general. He is reading one book. But suddenly he had the blowing, and then some liquid, something, come from his mouth, and suddenly he fell on the ground. And then some people came, they don't have a knowledge what happened. And then they called the emergency, something, medical people. And then they use one, 那个叫什么担架什么，对，yeah, you can carry somebody's kind of physical body, and then like you, yeah, 担架, you carry
stretcher,
yeah, maybe
stretcher,
yeah, there is a wheel, a small wheel, I think, and then one person can take, it's like that, and then I can't see anything, like I don't know, it's breaking or not, but just my experience in many ways. And say one person not starting planning something, but they said tomorrow will come first or death come first. I'm not sure. We don't know. And one thing you are dreaming to happen, you know, you're planning, but the stream not materialized, but you have to face another kind of world. And even said you eating and in the middle and talking in the middle, people can pass. And also said this, it's sometimes we think, oh, death is horrible and difficult, but sometimes it's not that difficult. Some teaching monks I knew, and also when they passed away, I heard they are laughing and saying something, and then in the middle they kind of stopped, and then people think, what happened? And then this person already kind of passed away. One monk in the Santa Cruz mountain, he's a with his student, this is a teacher, yoga the Tibetan teacher. And he's laughing, and this young people driving into mountain, Santa Cruz mountain. Suddenly this yogi, he come to his kind of driving place. And he think he's making joke. He's kind of, and he said, said something back. And then he pushed back him a little bit, and then he seems like not normal. And then he stopped the car and to check if this person already passed away. In 2009 or 2010, right? Something happened. This like that. And so many others. My father also like that. He watched TV and everything seems normal. And then when everybody said good night and something, the next day he already passed away. It seems like very peaceful, lying, and then the hand, I think they said it's like this, but even not like doing anything with the face. They seems like already sleeping. People think I have to wake up him up or something until then they found out. So, so this said, do something important, not that important for you. You can do many not important activities, but the major time you should spend into very meaningful things. Otherwise, under that, they already said many. 你读吧?
读, 第九是吧?
第九。
You will look upon the faces of your hopeless friends. Their tear-stained cheeks, their red and swollen eyes. For such will be the depth of their distress. And then you will see the horror, right? Horror sure, sure. of the deadly law.
Let's see. They said, because of the you look upon the face of your helpless friends and their tear tainted cheek, their red and swollen eyes. This is kind of describing the one care loved one pass away, and then. People have a difficult time sometimes. Even I met some people having cancer or something, and they said, I'm not afraid of death, but I have a difficult to letting go of my family members. And then sometimes the people more selfish, they said, I spent 20, 30 years to study and trained, I'm afraid of loss of my memory or something like that. One person I met in Beijing, he said, what do you treasure most in this world? He said, I have suffered a lot to gain some skills and knowledge. I think he's right. And with a whip and the teachers kind of, from the early morning to very night, sometimes even I saw, met the people in Chinese school and then said, for many years until 10 to college, I have not slept before midnight. And sometimes even said before 1 hour or 2 hours. That's this crazy kind of torturing kind of way of gaining the knowledge and suppressing from school and from parents. They serve you very well and the food and clothing and then, but if you don't study, then they become crazy. And they said they even sometimes one person, they got a really high score, I think for me, I think 85 or something. It's like a B or, I don't know, it's like almost B. But their parents lost sleep for overnight. Then she terrified. I think it's my responsibility to make them peaceful they sleep because it's big competition. But then you say when people pass away, then some people in business, and then I think they logically they know you have to leave these things, and then you have to spend or do them. But in the deep of their mind, also there is a difficult to letting go of a material wealth, and sometimes it's a relative, kids, grandkids, grandson, or sometimes people said one person I knew, he said I don't have much feeling about anybody, but I have a very deep kind of a memory and. Often think about the mountain, rivers, tree. These he when he grows in a village, and he familiar with each kind of valley and stream place, and then he have this in their mind, different kind of difficult things that he go, and here. Let's say, human can make a lot of effort to external things, making beautiful world, big city, and also can send human to the moon, and also in different laboratory work, so they can do many things and find many kind of rules and truth, but we what is a real practical thing. It's very important to know what is death and what is born. We cannot, through technology, can do much for this too. And of course, illness, treating illness, and you have a painkiller, and you know, these are very good. Used to, when people pass away, some are very, very struggle, very difficult. Even now, they don't afford, they don't have the drug. Even they have, but sometimes they cannot afford for treatment. And then people die with a very pain, suffering. And here, I think more, mainly, of course, human touch, you know, humans, it's the relative, their eye with, falling with tear and red, kind of, what's it, swollen eyes and tear stained cheeks. and then they say, oh, they're concerned about you, that's why they can face like that, but they cannot go with you or help you. If you are hungry, they will help you. If you have an enemy, they can help you. If you are poor, you want to do business or something, they can help you. But with some degree of illness, or sometimes difficult, but death, nothing they can do. And then these particular time, the only hope is the kind of what you know, or what you in mind. Truth, and that, and the way of dealing that situation, you have this knowledge, or something very helpful. Like people who cannot, who don't know how to swim, suddenly in the falling into river, it's difficult. But with their skillful training, then they know that now is time I should do this and that. Like that. And the king of the Samadhi, one sutra, it's very famous, sutra, the king of the Samadhi sutra. They said, state, three realms, desire realm, form realm, formless realms, are impermanence like a cloud in the fall. And the beings, consenting beings, life and death like a drama in a stage, on the stage, drama, like playing, that's like. And lives with the emotion, it's like thunder. It's thunder. It's very bright, but very quick disappears. Light, kind of thunder light. Similarly, light is beautiful. Well, life is beautiful, but it's a short kind of. Some people think long, but it's a. Different opinion. When you pass away, looking back, you think, oh, very kind of, it's like yesterday, and many things happened. And most people want to expand young and maintain this longevity, long life, relatively they, what they desire and what is real happening. And it's like life is like the thunder light, and quickly disappears as like a waterfall. Waterfall is normally rushing, very rushing kind of movement. It's time and day, minutes. It's like rushing, losing, and continue in.
The memory of former things. Torture you. The screams and din of hell ring on your ears. It is very terrible. upon yourself. What will you do in such danger?
It said generally the memories of the former sins will torture you. That is the same. One is generally we can say it's kind of what we did, something bad. If we didn't really regret or confess, or then we did something, other things. If I'm a fisherman, my job is kind of catch fish and kill fish. But after we know the cause of law, cause and conditions, and then cause and the result, fruition, causality, these, then we can do very many things to reverse the karma. If you used to eat a lot of the fish or killing a lot of the fish for a customer, then now we should write something, article, or post some article written by other people. You can say, "Oh, protect the environment, don't toxicate the water, toxic water, and many fish have heavy metal in their body. It's not, you shouldn't eat that much. If you have a choice, you can eat more vegetable and beans and crops, these. And of course, one person's post or these writing may not affect many people, but sometimes they do. If you post a very good article, maybe more than 100,000 people or even more people can watch. If there is in that many people, if 200 or 300 or even 100 people, their attitude change, some permanently become kind of a different person, diet. Some maybe can do 1 day or 2 day or a few days or something. So you, with the one movement of your finger or eyes, can create many virtues. If you, of course, we like doing here illegally, maybe, I'm not sure, maybe not illegal. I shouldn't put myself in that. We're sometimes releasing some fish into ocean or is a crab. That will sound, I'm not, the pronounce around, then it's different thing. The crab,
mm-hmm.
It's right? Yes. Then sometimes it's you are saying rude words to people, also say back. It's what is the sound difference, that two words? One is a crab, one is the...
Lobster?
That's good. That's good. I would prefer to say something. I'm sure they were not making other people sound different words. And oh yes, this is said. Within the death comes what is and another is not only thinking about something misdeeds or something things you did, but it's saying this chapter is about diligence. If you are too lazy, pass your days. If you don't do anything, then everybody doing something, but it's a different thing. But here he's saying, if you not become a diligence for purpose, a good purpose and a meaningful life, then in this time you will regret, think, oh, I should spend my life in different way. And also want to, if you can take another time, give you another choices or chance, then you will do better or you will do differently. And I heard one Tibetan monk, he written one book, and one that is quite an interesting book. His name is Light of the Moon and Sun, this yogi. And it's an early time, not nowadays, maybe a few hundred years ago. He said, in his village, there is a big disease spread in the village. And 20 people pass away. And 100 people caught by this, more than 100. But they treat, recovers from disease. From the cold, I think, flu, yeah, that kind of, in some days, the medicine cannot really affect like today's. So many people dead in flu. And his cousin and his brother, I think, both dead in that disease. And his cousin is in 32 years old, called Dorje Gyaltsen, Vajra Banner or something, the name. And he is a yogi. When they were passed away, he also very sad and thinking about his brother and their son and other villagers. They have passed away. In the he's kind of a state of pure perception or dreaming time. Not completely dream, but in the between. He kind of have this image come to his mind. And he saw actually this person, his cousin, in this mind-body, mind-bones, kind of mind-body. And then he have a conversation with this person and what is happening now. Then he said, oh, they can create some degree of communication. Said, oh, this yogi warned him, said, you shouldn't quickly take your life, reborn. You should choose as much as you can, you can choose with full born with a relatively wealthy family, not too poor, not too wealthy, but in the middle, okay. You're usually this suggestion. And with the good kind of karmic deeds or associated with the teachings and the practitioner, family of the practitioner is better for you. And then you should kind of catch the moment of a good time to, not or merge into that kind of chance to their life. And also said in the teaching, if the father, mother, or is having a child or baby, you can, the mind consciousness go through their, mostly it's mouth or the something. And there is a minute about this, how you kind of merging into one's body and become a part of their energy and become like the elements of an own or child or this. There is a different how you become. This is a very scientific. I think I also read this teaching, and there is no against to nowadays finding, including the 23 kind of the elements decide which become male and female. I have a kind of a comparative little bit analyzation, and then found very much profound kind of matching or fitting. We have this book in English. If you're interested in, you can buy online and then study detail. And then, anyway, the story is just Dorje Jensen. It's not stable because it's not good practitioner or something. While they were talking, he suddenly disappears. It's a kind of mind shift away, like our attention. Sometimes we are hearing something or talking, but we're thinking differently. This is mind-body. When they have a mind that's not focused, they will disappear from the visit, kind of meditative image. And he also said to this monk, I cannot wait too long. And I think in one France people, American person who found this publication, publisher. Yeah, he is a publisher.
Publisher.
Yes, publisher. He is, in the end of the 60s or the 70s, he become very much closer to spiritual practice, this, and with Trungpa Rinpoche also, good friends. And he had some death experience, recovered, and then he experienced many things he written and become a book. And now I have this in Chinese version. And he also, he said he probably kind of dragging into unfortunate state of unfortunate realms. And it's like a big wind or tornado kind of a power to go dragging down to kind of deep is not good. I don't know in Christian, but in Buddhism also they said this. You should kind of able to let your mind and eyes tension goes up. And sometimes it's not only karma, white or dark, but it's more, mainly it's karma. But this is a death and the reborn is a skill. How much you can really analyze this phenomenon in that time. It's like our life. This is a karma, karmic kind of relations. Karma is action. It's full of action from different beings, making the prosper economy, politics, state, in small elements like family activities. It's a karma activity. But at the same time, it's a kind of a how you will, you use your wisdom to analyze things. You make those things work. And similarly, in the realm of death, there is a require, if you have a skill and you have the knowledge, you have a more advanced kind of capable. And that's why he said, he's afraid of, there are many, many, like he said, a big number, I think, maybe some, they cannot, according to some teaching said, after your body is kind of separate from mind, you have a highly kind of unstable but clear mind. And sometimes they said 7 times much more kind of smarter or clearer on the reflecting things. If we just looking at this kind of 100 people here, but we have to count, so 1, 2, 3, like count. But they saw you, then they immediately can understand how much it means there. They easily kind of can assume, they said, like that. And because these material kind of elements of a physical body can limit the consciousness, the pure kind of a degree of pureness. Or is it, how this, it's like this in the cell of like prison, in imprisonment in the cell. Consciousness also can be kind of a cell in this body, merging in this body. and we did some training, they're familiar with this environment and they can reflect their own kind of power. Again, like growing the body and the mind, maturity of the mind. And then they letting him said, oh, we will do some dharma practice or do good virtue thing to dedicate to you, and then you should continue to wait for good chance. This person said, oh, I cannot wait anymore. And so many beings suddenly appears in our world, his world, but with some kind of the movement influences and the chance, including a lot of kind of unstable peers, environment, so many different beings again kind of sees and go their own kind of way. Only they also see different capable person, but they cannot do same thing. It's like that. You said in dust world, they don't have the moon and the sun day and night kind of problem. It's not our time. It's white and black in the mid. Most of the time, of course, moon then is different. But in there, it's gray. We can say with their own mind reflected kind of they're not using their physical eyes, but they can analyze things through the mind. It's like a dream. You close your eye, but you can see. Same kind of situation. And with this, I think people who have some sometimes it's because it's a kind of a struggle and a problem. Then people are afraid of many things, uncertainty, and one fish put in the sand or dry place, they were struggling and jumping, and it's uncomfortable. Very clearly, you can see that fear. So similarly, people also going to have this. They said it's a different way of dying, but many people. I also heard that some peaceful but not peaceful people dying with the death. In that time, people were eyes or mouth or this open wide and with some pain sometimes, or terrified. And sometimes they're scratching their own body and then lost control of the urine or other things, something happens. And sometimes people say, oh, can you lift up me and give me a higher kind of pillow and something. Then even you are already very high, you almost kind of the posture of this meditation, but they think still have a dropping, something feeling of physical exhaustion. And then five elements, the hearing and the visual and the feelings are kind of a lacking of power. Then you have images, mental images come. The physical weak may sometimes occur mind drowsy, but sometimes it's in mind more clear because of less sensory level of activities. You have a more powerful mind. Then remember many detailed things in the life. We already forgot 20 years what happens, but in that kind of the sensory organs function not properly doing their job, then mind have a very powerful and a bright kind of detailed reflections. And then if you have a very good activities, did something good, then you have a kind of balance and a more peaceful mind. If something is not forgivable, kind of uncomfortable, then that become also a source of obscuration. So we should kind of in the life to dedicate merits and then do something good, even write a letter to apologize to some people or something. If you do anything to change the karma. Yes, please.
If like a living fish that twists and writes, you are so terrified while still alive, what need to speak with pain unbearable in hells created by past evil deeds?
And the one practitioner, Milarepa, he said, once he saw one kind of people who in a death difficult time, then he think it's important to do good things and also study the law of causality and then to know about more about this situation. And another one, sutra. I don't know this English in how it's. I think it's about I think this Miaoxian, it's like I cannot say, but maybe it's something good, sutra. Sometimes this word translates auspicious goodness, something like that. But in that sutra, it said, in this world, if one able to see that suffering in hell, then this person will definitely kind of generate the mind of how you kind of prepare or deal with benefit the death or time of death. That kind of approach or methods, they will kind of going to the practice and study when able to see that kind of unfortunate kind of realms, then definitely they wanted to find a way to not falling in that kind of realms, difficult. And then you kind of try to smoothly passing this life and then gain a better life if not liberated. And then this is, already we said this is difficult. Generally, you can say any animal or even gods, according like Buddhist teachings, say different gods, and some are very great power, great kind of existence with the power, peaceful mind and the miracle kind of playing power, and the long, very, very long lasting kind of life, long life, and everything spontaneously kind of serving them. They were very, you can say, highly civilized and powerful beings. As we said, in desire realm, there is a six realms, six different level of realms, a different kind of a god and a many gods remains. And then up, above this, there is 17, another form, the form realms, and then four formless realms. And each of the category, there is many subcategories, but, generally we say in the six realms, in the lower realms, it's about us, and we lower than us, it's animal, and then land and sea animals or human dominated feeding, and the wild animal from the sky underground and the water, something ocean this. And then category of a ghost. Ghost is there is a kind of obscurations of outer obscurations, inner obscurations, and special obscuration, different kind of a ghost, with also with the hiding kind of power. They have a no kind of solid and a very form of the body, and like a shadow life of kind of the hungry ghost, and also some are with kind of a powerful kind of some more solid kind of body, and they're very, you know, ghost doesn't mean they are bad. They have a kind of many have a good nature. It's like animal. They have a vegetation animal and animal eating other animal kind of type of wrathful animal. Similarly, others, ghosts, there is a problem of each of their own. But some are kind of closer to the better chance, the lower chance. There are also kind of categories, many. And similarly, above us, there's a demigod between the god and the human, and the levels more like us. We have a similar kind of solid body. They also can injure and have illness, some kind of, but much capable than the us. They can kind of without problem to flying more kind of to different place, more civilized technology at least. And then they said they're more above there, more it's other six higher kind of god realms, desire god realms. So the two is kind of earthly, kind of grounded with the earth. We are animal and the humans grounded this earth kind of animal. Similarly, gods, they have some planet with, and lived with kind of more sense of, I don't know how we use these words, but associated with ground, life. And then others, it's not anymore have a solid kind of plants ground, but more floating in everywhere kind of gods. It's six one. Each one, I think there are many descriptions. And then the other realm is form realm. It's not like have a big kind of country and associated with the king or queen or not like that. In the six realm, they already have a very capable. Do many things. So they have not one person centralized kind of power, but to share the mind. It's no need internet and email, but they can spontaneously communicate without talk and without, as we said, in some level they don't have even not needed breathing or something, like a level higher. And then the four, meditative kind of existence. The body is more than, not more, anymore, any kind of solid, but light nature, kind of. And then more, it's only mind, only space, and there's no mind and this kind of place, space and time. And then there is a almost closer to the past to nirvana kind of this type of existence. And that is it's not either there's no thought appears, you cannot identify saying this is not thought or so a thought, but a very pure kind of mind. And then there's another, it's a exhaustion of the form and the consciousness kind of type. But that is a very deeply silence, nothing kind of activity. And above that is arhat. There are four type of arhat. And it's already beyond, across the samsaric existence. And then the four achievement. One is you have to appear in the realms, the physical realm again, desire realm. Another is you have to appear in a form realm again, formless realm. And then you have a conquered, that state of conquered means you already defeated that kind of emotions, these reflections. Then you've gone beyond arhat. And then if you go upper, then it's a bodhisattva kind of from first ground to 10th ground. Then 11th ground is a Buddha. It's a long journey. But it's not necessarily you have to go by step. You can go directly into one way. There's a different kind of door. It's not one door past another door open like that. So there are many doors. Generally there is also not easy to achieve or relatively easy type. But where here is saying when pass away in our human life, we have like a fish put in a dry place, and that said, our life of the death, even our cannot breathe in that kind of a struggle or hungry thirst, that is unpleasure and a difficult problem, a difficult feeling. But in hell realm, unfortunately, it's more difficult. It's said much, much more difficult than our kind of old age, sickness and death, that kind of neurotic thoughts. The propane of that inner kind of issues and the physical issues. In Buddhist texts, they said 18 different realm layers of hell. And they say in those hells that said they can feeling that uneasiness for a very long time, and a very kind of a sensible kind of being feeling that. If our body, they have limitations, you're going to kind of pass away, then this body cannot use much. You have to reborn again, you have to go through mammal kind of the process. But in the hell realm and the other realms, they have just kind of spontaneously manifest. Kind of there is no real kind of body, just mind wandering image. But that is because of the condition is so negative, so they feel very, very difficult like that. And then continue, please. Oh, what do we have? Not that good. 时间快到了不？再有一点吗？ We can continue. Yes, please.
how can you remain at ease like this when you've done the deeds that lead to contact on your tender baby flesh of boiling liquids in the hell of extreme heat?
Just to give some examples, like baby skin, very sensitive, and with the boiled water. This kind of burn feeling and painful feeling, not easy for, and they're describing the hell and these, what is the body condition, as we said, very sensible body and with a long time pain. Many animal in the aura is, we have a pain because of the neurons. If neuron, the damage is, we don't feel pain. And or too extreme neuron, stimulation or torturing something, then our brain will point to kind of stop that feeling. And sometimes it's not feeling anymore, like cold. If you are extremely cold time, then there is a protection that you don't feel pain, but even warm. That's why people who are dead in the frozen places, they kind of have a hallucination. Sometimes they take off their thought as too hot, and then take off their clothes. And sometimes, I myself also, I'm not that cold, but the minus 25, 30 something degrees sometimes happens in Tibet. And one time I think very cold, but I don't feel much anything. But I found my mouth is like a little bit opening and with a kind of smile. And my parents warned, if you are in a mountain high kind of places, we are sharper kind of with my uncle, herding sheep in the winter time. It's sheep only eat the kind of top grass. Then the lower grass eat by cows. Yeah. And then you have to herd them in the winter. Most extreme cold climate, you have to still have to go to the top mountain. Sheep, they like this, only eat those. They don't eat this, And then, of course, my situation is not that cold, but still, I reflect myself. I have a little bit smile. And then I think that this is too dangerous. I don't feel like much cold. That time, I think I wear the one, not animal skin, another kind of human kind of made fiber, but then not very warm. Similarly, in our life, we are in upper realms, three upper realms, virtuous realm, one of them. So at least we have if there's too much pain or something, there's a protection from this physical body. And also animals, so although they're much lacking of wisdom in some degree, but their physical body, there is a protection too. So animal and we are in you can say if it's water, sky, and we are in a surface under little bit of water, or animal like. When we are on the surface, we are meeting each other and associated with each other. If we go very, very deep, we'll see, for example, that is not our survival environment. If you go up to the sky, that is not our realm, our attitude, place. And so, this is not a good example, but what we see is we are in the middle, kind of. Fortunate, unfortunate, mixed with pain, pleasure, and some limitation, but some capabilities. And so it's the best place for fertilizing the Dharma practice ground, spiritual. They have seen a lot of things, and short and long, and tragedy and beautiful. Then they have many thoughts, and not these. Yes, is that or just water? No. I think we're going to stop here. I think 差不多吧, 是吧? Yeah, next time we'll continue. Yeah, maybe, do you think, because of this two, I think finishes, then one part of this complete form, complete, so I will continue to this two, please. Now is the number 13. 18. Okay.
13?
Yes. One second, let me see. Oh, so this is said, when we, in Nagarjuna's text, they said, if we heard about the, I didn't talk detail about, you already maybe read or studied the lower realms, like hell realm, what is difficult, heat and cold, and some hallucination kind of type of a brain, running after hallucination kind of a situation, and very difficult. And, but if you hear and people describing the hell realms, or even you see some paintings about how in the hell realm is so difficult and it's terrifying people's mind, and if not to have to speak about even ones can go there, if real go there, that's, of course it's very terrifying, terrible place. And then other sutras, it's a jewel of heap sutra, said we should diligently to cultivate our mind and lift up or upgrade our mind, you think, kind of change our, transform our mind. Like people have a fire on their hair or something, if they said people who like to have a beautiful face, or young people, even if some people make up or something, do many things, and then somebody say, oh, you on your beautiful hair there is a small spark of a fire, not fire, just spark of a fire, not fire.
Spark.
It's like you have a spark. It's a kind of a small. If you have a wood, one of a small part of if like coming to
sliver.
Sliver. If you burn wood, and sometimes a small kind of fire or heat come to jump to your, what's it called? That
spark,
yeah. Yes, spark of fire or not fire?
That's
fine. Yes, your hot heat come to your hair and they can burn to, yeah. And said, so this is, I said, the people who love the beauty, I'm major, it's people who wanted to have a beautifying themselves or something. I don't know if this word is correct. But then they said, beautiful lady, their hair, a beautiful lady, when their hair is on the fire, they are most worried and become suddenly screaming and try to eliminate fire. Similarly said, we should say, oh, now is the best time for practice Dharma. We should like scream and say, this is our chance. Quit the time. And of course, this example is a little bit crazy, but it's, that makes some points, I think.
There was a book I read called Teach Like Your Hair Is On.
Oh yes, yes, that's right. Yes, that's right. I think that's the words. And then, I think fire, I don't know, but I saw one Discovery Channel or something in Moscow, or some birds, black kind of wood birds, they're sometimes attacking people and they're flying on the top of the head or something, they are really running. Maybe it's a good example, say, when black hole, you know, we are some sort of, black hole, it's a kind of one type of bird, black, and then very smart, and jump in and
crow.
Yeah, crow, yes. Mm-hmm. Crow on your hair or something. And then, see, so testy and thin-skinned, you want results without endeavor. Many are the troubles now in the store for you, though in the grip of death, you are behave like a god, and the suffering allies will beat you down. This is a saying. One person without effort want to accomplish something, worldly completion and kind of a dharma accomplishment, without any effort, one type of person. And another is you have a very kind of a weak nature and cannot tolerate anything, but you still want to continue to kind of do some negative effort, negativities, negative karma. Sometimes it's a very weak and a gentle person, but they may not, in the mind, they don't have a virtuous kind of cultivation, compassion, this. They can even kill some ants or something without kind of tolerance. They kill other small enemy, small beings, fish or anything. It's like that. They seem to be very gentle and weak even, but they are doing there some kind of effort to accumulate negative karma. Another, this is another type of people. And then one person said they know sickness, old age, death, this situation. Also know this is will definitely happen, so it's coming, but still have a kind of very lazy attitude or kind of whatever thinking, and like say, oh, I'll only take a pleasure of today, and I'm happy today, then I don't care about next life and future life, so it is I don't trust, believe. So this is like spending your days like heaven, God in heaven. And so these three people without effort want to accomplish things, and then seemingly gentle but still doing something negativities, and then this near but still relaxing and not thinking about any much. Then I said this situation, these are the words. Oh, yeah, then it's allies, it's like a emotion kind of allies.
Alas?
Alas. What does alas mean?
Well, alas.
Hmm.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes, yes. It's like that. It's, he also said it's a kind of a, you have to use this word to think. Oh, like, what are you doing? Then you say, oh. What I'm doing, and sometimes this is a kind of gentle, oh, what I'm doing, like reflect. Alas, it's in Imaho, or in Tibetan, it's a kind of a completely reflect, you have to have a strength and power to change, kind of type of, something big change happens, then you have this voice. Yeah. And then,
so take advantage of these inputs. Free yourself from sorrows like these. This vessel will be later hard to to find. The time that you have now, you fool, is not for sleep.
So one person who know there is a possibility to tend to the enlightened kind of mind, and then they also know what is the obstacle is about achieving this great kind of peace and all-knowing kind of quality of accomplishments. It's like too much state of drowsy and sleepy and lazy kind of situation. So we should often encourage us, say, take this good day and chance time and to study. So Buddha said, I'm teaching Dharma who want to liberate themselves. And it's for those people who carrying diligence like that. And also another teaching, Paramita teachings, also so day and night we shouldn't spend without meaningful. So it's in the morning, early morning, you should reflect on the night of dream and the condition of the sleep. Then find out some kind of encouragement. If there is a bad dream, you should confess. And then the 4 days, one day in the beginning, you should cultivate with compassion, wisdom, and then carrying all day long that element of bodhicitta or weakened mind. And then in the end of the day, we reflect what we did in this particular life or year, month, and the week, and days, in this day especially. And then if we did something wrong, something bad, and then we confess, and then readjust our mind. And then if something good happens, you dedicate this virtue to all sentient beings, and then we're kind of carrying the wisdom tradition, compassion tradition, family, the journey in your life. And accumulate two aspects of accumulation, wisdom and skillful means or compassion. Do virtuous things with the wisdom. I think that is main purpose. So if you can spend life with this teaching and practice, then it's a lotus blossom in the mud. Although this is a samsara realm, imperfect, but it's become an embrace, nurturing kind of wisdom and compassion to fruition. So we appreciate this life vessel. This kind of can bring us, give us chance to cross over. I think they already said, take advantage of this human boat. Free yourself from sorrows, my stream. It's okay. We also finished. So difficult to find again. There's no doubt. It's okay. Take your time. Don't worry. It's exactly time. We should finish this. No. Definitely no worry.
I forgot to turn the phone off.
I also do sometimes. And then they said, if one person who don't know how to take, each one of us, even the most selfish person, would they like to bring them good benefit, that is nothing wrong, but something, way of doing is sometimes wrong, way of thinking is wrong, then you won't be able to benefit yourself and others. But in a Buddha Dharma teaching, not every aspect of practice is about always have to think about others. And only Mahayana teaching is about emphasize this, helping others. But in Theravadan tradition, they have a compassion. They know they have to live very free from suffering. But the main focus is on their own practice and control their own mind and tame their own mind. And then they also able to free from the cyclic existence, kind of achieve arhat. You can achieve much greater achievement. So we shouldn't spend our time meaninglessly. There are many descriptions that life is difficult to get, as we said that story, light of moon and sun, the yogi's name, and his cousin, Vajra Banner. He said he's waiting in the pardo, it's called the between death and another life, again born, there is a between. There's so many betweens, like dreaming from one beginning to end of dream, this is a between. Our life is also born, kind of a born, not born, but merging into womb to death, it's a between this. So when samadhi, you beginning in a not moving kind of thought, and until they're moving your thought again, that is also between some deep samadhi, concentrated, not moving state. So in that, there's a long story actually, he didn't finish, but in the later, he's difficult to continue to wait. He has some sense of power. If he is a very negative karma, there is no power as well, whatever. He's no control, but he have some degree of, in the middle, he's kind of able to control his body and mind and the speech, but not fully kind of freedom gained, kind of good condition. He's in the middle, so he's waiting, and it's like any competition in this world. There is a good something, often so many people want it, and then fish or something, so many fish, you can even throw some grub, something food, throw in the water, then some get able to eat, some life might not able to. Similarly, take a life, if you have able to chances wandering in that between the realm, but still there is a big competition, or you have to have a good chance. And sometimes the Dharma teaching often use I think you already heard this, called blind turtle in the vast ocean. He, of course, this is just a story. Said 100 years he come to the surface of the ocean and to the breed one time, and then go down to the circle. That being that kind of animal not existed in our world, but it's just an example. We go back to drawn into deep down to ocean, sink into. And then said one wooden cow, if you have to cultivate the land, then you have to put the cow in, there is a circle. Yeah. And then, what's it called?
I don't know what it's called.
Ox.
It's what you hook the plow to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then this kind of wooden circle is floating on the big ocean. Sometimes if people said, they throw in one bottle, is some message put into them, many years, 7 years, something in the Pacific or something, the bottle from the other side of shore, they caught the pot or bottle. Similarly,
hibiscus. Wood ring.
Wood ring. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they said the blind turtle, from the ocean 100 years once, come to the surface of the breed, and this wood ring also come to this exact spot, and when he come to the surface, he's gonna become neglected. He's gonna, it's a very rare chance, they said, of course. So the human body is like that, he said. Blind because there is not much wisdom to aspect of capable to lead their eyes, say, or some are not easy. In this case, some are much, but relatively easier. With this, our example story, they have the turtle with the eyes. They were trying to look about this wood grain, but cannot find. Oh, there is one, but I'll boost that chance. Somebody took it, something like that. thank you very much. Yes, you can start, please. Dedication prayers. Mm-hmm. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like the Shyamadabhadra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue, following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a spring by all the victorious ones throughout three times, all the fundamental virtues I have are fully dedicated to practicing this law. By this mirror, may all claim omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness and death, from the ocean of existence. May all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the reflections of the merit and wisdom and the illusion into a secret kaya that rises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby many every and mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from the ocean of samsara, which is troubled by the age of birth, of age, sickness and death. Thank you. Thank you.